天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小环，工长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个不字。今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们来讨论十诫七言中的最后一句话。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，现在的您是否在焦急地等待一份工作，在期盼着可以升职亦或建立家庭？可是神似乎总不听我们的祷告，常常使我们望眼欲穿，看不到希望。其实呢，亲爱的听众朋友们，现在我们所要做的就是安静下来，安静地听神的声音，耐心地等待他的时间。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们来听听看麦克牧师是如何讲述神的时间的。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are always glad to know that you have tuned in to listen to this program.
我们很高兴你能收听我们的节目。
We are very glad to bring it to you, and we pray that God is using it to bless you richly.
我们很乐意地向你广播，更祈求神借着这个节目大大的赐福给你。
And if you have not written to us to tell us, we hope that we can hear from you.
如果你从来没有跟我们通信联系过，我们很希望能得到你的应许。
We have been going through a series of messages on the seven statements from the cross.
最近我们一直在讲一系列的信息，是关于耶稣在十字架上所说的七句话。
And today we come to the very last of those seven statements.
今天我们要讲七句中的最后一句了。
But before I get to that, I want to start by telling you something.
不过让我先告诉你一件事。
An unknown author wrote the following words.
一位不具名的作者曾经这么说。
Socrates taught for 40 years.
苏格拉底教学四十年。
Plato for 50 years.
柏拉图教学五十年。
Aristotle for 40 years.
亚里斯多德教学四十年。
And Jesus taught only for 3 years.
然而耶稣才教导了三年。
Yet the impact of the finished work of Christ's 3 years,
但这三年教导的结果所产生的影响
infinitely transcends the impact left by the combined 130 years of teaching from these men.
远远超越了前三位总共加起来130年教学所产生的影响。
These men were considered to be great philosophers.
他们被公认为伟大的哲学家。
But Jesus impacted the world for good and forever.
但耶稣对世界所产生的冲击和影响是长远而永恒的。
Jesus painted no pictures.
耶稣从没有画过一幅画。
Yet some of the finest paintings of Raphael and Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci received their inspirations from him.
但拉斐尔、米开朗琪罗和芬奇这些名画家，他们许多杰出的作品都是从耶稣身上得到灵感的。
Jesus wrote no poetry.
耶稣从没有写过一首诗。
But Dante and Milton and scores of the world's greatest poets were inspired by him.
然而但丁、米尔顿以及世上无数著名的诗人也都是受耶稣的启发而作诗的。
Jesus composed no music.
耶稣从没有做过一首乐曲。
Yet Haydn, Handel, Beethoven, Bach, and Mendelssohn reached their highest perfection of melody in hymns and symphonies that they composed in his praise.
但海顿、韩德尔、贝多芬、巴赫、门德尔松为耶稣所写的交响曲和赞美诗都达到艺术的巅峰，写出完美的旋律。
Every sphere of human greatness has been enriched by this humble carpenter of Nazareth.
在人类文明各个范畴内的最高成就，都因这位拿撒勒卑微的木匠显得越加丰盛。
His unique contribution to the human race is the salvation of the soul.
他对人类最独特的贡献就在于他拯救了我们的灵魂。
Philosophy could not accomplish that.
哲学做不到。
Art could not accomplish that.
艺术做不到。
Literature could not accomplish that.
文学做不到。
Music could not accomplish that.
音乐做不到。
Only Jesus Christ could break the enslaving chains of sin and Satan.
唯独耶稣基督能断开魔鬼撒旦和罪恶加诸我们身上的锁链。
He alone who had paid the price fully on the cross can speak peace to the human heart.
唯独在十字架上付清了所有代价的这一位，才能赐给人心灵的平安。
He alone can strengthen the weak and give life to those who are spiritually dead.
唯有他能使软弱的人坚强起来，并赐生命给灵性枯萎的人。
Now we come to the seventh and the last sayings from the cross.
现在我们要来谈他在十字架上所说的第七句，也就是最后一句话。
John is the only one of the four gospel writers who records this triumphant concluding cry.
在四本福音书的作者中，只有约翰记录了这一句最后胜利的呼声。
Mark said, "Then Jesus cried a loud cry and died."
马可记载说，耶稣大声喊叫，气就断了。
Matthew states, "Jesus again gave a loud cry and breathed his last."
马太福音说，耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。
Luke simply says, "Then Jesus gave a loud cry."
路加福音扼要地说，耶稣大声喊着。
But John, who was at the foot of the cross, tells us what this loud cry was.
但当时约翰在场，他就在十字架下，所以他可以告诉我们耶稣喊些什么。
Turn with me, please, to the Gospel of John, chapter 19, beginning at verse 28.
请翻开圣经约翰福音十九章，从第二十八节看起。
The original cry which Jesus gave in his native tongue was one single word.
原来耶稣的呼喊是用他自己的家乡话说了一个字。
It is the same in the Greek language which we have in the New Testament.
新约圣经所用的原文就是希腊文，也是一个字。
It is tetalitzai.
就是 tetalitzai.
It is translated into three words in the English language.
翻译为中文就是两个字。
It is finished.
成了。
Or it has been achieved.
或者意思是完成了。
Or it has been accomplished.
或者已经成就了。
This single word itself is a perfect passive verb.
这是一个过去完成式的动词。
What does that mean?
到底是什么意思呢?
It means a purpose that has been fulfilled.
表示目的已经达到了。
It means a goal that has been accomplished.
表示目标完成。
It means an object that has been realized.
表示理想已实现。
It means an end that has been grasped.
表示结果已经掌握住了。
But the effect of that great act goes on and on.
但其影响却是不断持续下去的。
The results of that accomplishment continues on.
所成就的结果延绵不绝。
The benefits are continuous.
功劳永远长存。
The word here finished means not merely done, but perfectly done.
成了这个字的意思不仅是说做完了。更是说做得好。
When our Lord Jesus Christ said it is finished, it meant that while the goal has been grasped, yet the purpose of it endures.
当耶稣基督说成了，不单是指目标完成，更表示永远有效。
Its effect still goes on.
影响力是持续不断的。
When Jesus said it is finished,
当耶稣基督说成了，
He made there on Golgotha, on Calvary, all that was necessary for salvation.
表示他在哥哥他在加略山上成全了完备的救恩。
And when we come to the Lord's table, it is only for the remembrance of that great act that was done on the cross.
当我们每次来到圣餐桌前，都是为了纪念十字架上伟大的功绩。
My listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully to this one.
亲爱的朋友，请注意。
All of Jesus' life was leading to this cry, it is finished.
耶稣一生就是为了这最后的呼喊，成了。
The sum total of his ministry and mission was perfectly completed with this cry, it is finished.
他所有传道侍奉的工作就在这声成了的呼喊中圆满结束。
From his birth to his boyhood to his adulthood to his public ministry, the cry of his life was always, I must finish the work of my Father.
从他的诞生、童年、青少年时期，直到他公开出来传道，他一生的使命就是要完成天父托给他的工作。
In his temptation in the wilderness, when the devil wanted to divert his attention from finishing the work of the Father,
当耶稣在旷野受试探，魔鬼想尽办法要转移他的心智，不再以完成天父的托付为要。
Jesus thwarted the trick of the adversary and refused the convenience and the coercion and the compromise of the enemy.
耶稣识破魔鬼的诡计，拒绝妥协他的威迫利诱。
He said, I must finish my Father's mission.
他说，我必须做成差我来者的工。
In the whole Gospel of John, we sense that Jesus' entire ministry is leading to a build-up toward that cry.
在整本的约翰福音中，我们看见耶稣所有的侍奉就是朝着这一句呼喊进行的。
To finish the work of my Father.
做成我父的工。
Many times in the Gospel of John, we read the Lord to be saying about his hour, the hour, or my hour.
在约翰福音中，耶稣经常提到他的时候、那时刻或我的时候。
As if Jesus had an internal clock that no one else could see.
似乎在耶稣心里有一个无形的时钟，是别人看不见，只有他自己知道的。
As if he is hearing chimes of a clock that no one else can hear.
似乎别人都听不见，只有他不断听见钟声。
As early as the second chapter of John in the wedding at Cana of Galilee, he turned to his mother and said, Woman, my hour has not yet come.
早在约翰福音第二章迦拿的婚宴中，耶稣对他的母亲说，母亲，我的时候还没有到。
He was motivated and propelled by this hour, his hour.
他所做的一切都是受这时候他的时候在推动操纵的。
In John 7 and 8, his brothers were taunting him to go up into the feast and declare himself as a prophet.
在约翰福音第七、第八章，耶稣的兄弟奚落他，怂恿他上耶路撒冷去过节，并宣称自己是先知。
But with dignity and majesty, he said, No, my hour has not yet come.
但耶稣庄重地回答说，我的时候还没有到。
Many times his enemies attempted to kill him, but they could not, and they failed because his hour had not yet come.
有好几次他的敌人想要杀害他，却不能得逞，因为他的时候还没有到。
In John chapter 13,
约翰福音十三章，
In that famous passage about washing the disciples' feet,
那段著名的经文叙述耶稣为门徒洗脚的事件。
We read a sobering statement.
我们读到一句发人深省的宣告。
It says, knowing that his hour had come.
耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。
That hour is of finishing the work of the Father.
也就是他完成天父托付给他工作的时间到了。
There are so many of us who fail again and again in waiting for God's hour.
有许多人在等候神的时间来到前，一次又一次的失败。
Let me speak to you very openly, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，让我坦白地说。
You may have been waiting for a promotion at your work.
也许你一直在等升级。
You may have been waiting for that husband or wife.
也许你一直在等婚姻的对象
Or the job that you have been waiting for
或者在等一份理想的工作
Or the child that you have been waiting for
或者你等待能生孩子
Or the healing that you have been waiting for
或者等待医治
You cry out and say, When is it, Lord?
你向神呼求说主啊到底要等到什么时候呢
And the Lord is saying, The hour has not yet come
主说时候还没有到
You and I need to learn to wait upon God's hour, not our hour.
你和我多当学习等候神的时间而不是我们自己定的时间
Because God's hour, God's timing, God's appointments are always perfect.
因为神的时间、神的日期、神的程序才是最恰当的
And we must look forward to God's hour, not our hour.
我们必须期待神的时间，不是我们自己定的时间。
Our hour is, Lord, we need it and we need it now.
我们对主说，我需要，现在就需要，这是我们给自己定的时间。
And when Jesus cried out on the cross and said, it is finished, it wasn't a cry of resignation.
当耶稣在十字架上喊着说，成了，他并不是说我放弃了。
It wasn't a cry of sorrow.
这也不是忧伤的呼喊。
No, it was the cry that his birth, his boyhood, his 3 years in public ministry have come to a perfect completion.
不是的，这是完工的呼声。自从他降生、成长，直到他公开传道3年，到这时候已圆满完成。
It is finished.
成了。
Someone said it is not only the earthly life of Jesus that is summarized in this cry.
有人说这一声呼喊不仅代表耶稣在世上的侍奉圆满完成。
But all the sacred history was calling for this cry.
更包括整个救恩历史的完成。
Abraham longed for this day and by faith he looked forward to it.
亚伯拉罕渴望见到这一天他凭着信心知道这一天必来到。
Moses told the people of Israel,
摩西对以色列人说
God will raise unto you a prophet like unto myself.
神要给你兴起一位先知像我。
And he looked forward to that.
而摩西自己期待着他的来临。
David prophesied about this cry and about this hour, and he looked forward to it.
大卫预言这时刻和这声呼喊。他也期盼着预言实现。
Prophet after prophet has declared the coming hour and looked forward to it.
一个又一个先知都宣告了这个时刻，并期待着。
And the cry of the whole Old Testament as it closes its chapters was, it is not finished.
整本旧约圣经似乎结束在一句话上，那就是尚未完工。
The very Ten Commandments that were written by God's finger cry out, It is not finished.
即使是神亲手所写的十诫也没有成全。
These commandments that convicts us and counsels us and condemn us and torment us, they end with a cry, It is not finished.
这些诫命使我们知罪，忠告我们，又定我们的罪。折磨我们，但也是未完成的。
Because no one has been able perfectly to keep them or perfectly obey them until the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为在耶稣基督来到之前，从来没有一个人能完全的顺从、手足全部律法的。
And that is why they cry, "It is not finished."
因此，律法是不完全的。
Galatians chapter 3 verses 24 and 25 tells us
加拉太书三章二十四到二十五节说
that the law is school teacher that has brought us to Christ
律法是我们训蒙的师父引我们到基督那里
and on that great day on Golgotha
于是在哥哥他那个伟大的日子
Mount Sinai came and knelt before Calvary and said It is finished.
代表律法的西乃山降服在加略山下，谦卑地说：“成了。”
The words "it is finished" wasn't only the hope of God's people and God's law, it was the fulfillment of all of the Old Testament symbols.
成了不是单单指着神百姓的盼望和神的律法得以成全，更是旧约里所有预表的实现。
In fact, the Old Testament is like hieroglyphics, and only the Lord Jesus Christ provided the Rosetta Stone.
旧约圣经就如同象形文，唯有耶稣基督能解释。
The Old Testament temple, tabernacle, and tent were all symbols that God and man meet.
旧约中的圣殿和会幕都代表神与人相会的地方。
We read in Mark 15:38.
马可福音十五章三十八节说
：“That when Jesus died on the cross, the veil in the temple was torn from top to bottom, because everything that the temple had stood for was buried with Christ.”
当耶稣死在十字架上，殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，因为圣殿原先所代表的，这时都和耶稣一同埋葬了。
And now you and I are the temples who are indwelt by the Holy Spirit.
如今你和我就是圣灵居住的殿。
The symbol of the lamb that is brought and the blood sprinkled on the top of the door and the side posts meant nothing unless you hear the words of Jesus on the cross saying, "It is finished."
以色列人把逾越节的羔羊杀了，将血涂在门框和门楣上。但如果我们没有听见耶稣在十字架上所喊的成了，这个象征就毫无意义了。
On that great day, which we call Good Friday, when Jesus cried out, "It is finished," most likely he was not the only one who said, "It is finished."
在受难节这个伟大的日子，耶稣大声呼喊成了，但他并不是唯一这么说的人。
Caiaphas, the high priest who prostituted the religious establishment, probably said, "It is finished."
出卖宗教良知的大祭司该亚法，很可能也在说成了。
And he went on thinking that he has squelched this man who claimed to be God in skin.
他可能认为自己已经成功的镇压了这一个自称为神的人。
The Romans, upon hearing of Jesus' death, probably said, "It is finished."
罗马官员听到耶稣已死，可能会说完了。
Feeling that another tenuous chapter in the relationship between the Jews and the Romans has been finished.
他们以为这段时期罗马政府和犹太人之间脆弱的关系结束了。
And they went home confused.
他们感到很困惑。
Even his disciples, after 3 years of following Jesus and believing that he will bring the kingdom of God,probably said, "It is finished."
甚至那些跟随耶稣三年多的门徒，他们相信耶稣要建立神的国度，但这时他们很可能也在想，一切都完了。
But all of their finish is very different from Jesus' cry, "It is finished."
但在他们心目中的完结和耶稣所喊的成了，意义完全不同。
For when Jesus cried, "It is finished,"
当耶稣喊着成了
，The gates of hell shook，
地狱之门被震撼
，And the demons who tormented the human race trembled，
折磨人类的恶魔都颤抖。
These demons could not stop him in the wilderness，
魔鬼在旷野试探他时不能拦阻他。
They could not get him to sin，
他们不能诱惑他犯罪。
They could not stop him in the garden。
在科西玛尼园中不能阻扰他上十字架。
But when Satan said, "It is finished," it was he and his demons that were finished.
当魔鬼说完了，就是说他和他的群魔全都完了。
That cry was heard when the angels rejoiced and said, "It is finished."
当耶稣呼喊时，天使也都同声欢呼成了。
Abraham probably sang hallelujah and said, "Now the hour is here that I looked forward to, and it is finished."
亚伯拉罕很可能正在高唱哈利路亚，并说，我们所期待的时刻终于来临，成了。
Moses probably sung a song, "I have led them out, but he led them up, it is finished."
摩西也在歌唱说，我领他们出埃及，耶稣领他们上天堂，成了。
David heard the words, "It is finished," and he began to write his 151st Psalm.
大卫听到耶稣说成了，于是就提起笔来，开始写诗篇151篇呢。
The prophets heard the words, "It is finished," and praised God that he kept his word of promise.
先知们听到成了，就赞美神，因为他信守诺言，成全了应许。
You and I must hear this cry, "It is finished."
你和我都必须听见这声呼喊，成了。
We must accomplish the work that God has given us to do.
我们必须完成神托付给我们的工作。
This is a word of encouragement for each of you.
这是对每一个人的鼓励。
You don't have to wander around aimlessly.
你不用在四处流浪。
You don't need to faint.
你不必气馁。
You don't need to have to fret.
你不用愁烦。
You don't need to be afraid.
你不用胆怯。
You don't need to be anxious and worried.
你不需要焦虑和担心。
All we need to do is be available to do what he wants us to do because Jesus said it is finished.
我们只要奉献自己的时间去做神要我们做的事，因为耶稣说成了。
My prayer for you, my friend, is that you will be able to say when the day comes, it is finished.
朋友，我愿意为你祷告，有一天你将会说成了。
That you will accomplish God's purpose in your life.
你会完成神所赐的生命目的。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
感谢大家收听今天的节目。的确，神的意念高过我的意念，神的道路高过我的道路。求神可以使我们摸着他的心意，用一颗顺服的心去等待他的时间。当然，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在等待中，我们也应当做好自己所应尽的职责。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。